Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. You are just great. Woo! 7:05 Monday morning. Hey, if you are a Peter Frampton fan, that's right. I said Peter Frampton. I know you haven't heard that name in 10 years.
Or as our intern on the piece of paper, it said Frampton. Okay, you don't know
well,
who he is.
He's just very young. Peter Frampton. Jeez. Wasn't there a Sgt. Pepper's movie and Peter Frampton played Billy Shears?
So. He was in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the star? Or was he just in the band?
I don't know. People had texted on Friday that he was definitely in it.
Yeah.
Peter and he's Frampton. Discussing some health problems.
Degenerative muscle disease.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. What did we say? What, 68?
I thought it was, yeah. That sounds right. Yeah. 68.
Well, look. You know, we get older and things start to happen to us. But as long as he can still play guitar, he can still tour. And that's what he's doing. We have tickets to see Peter Frampton on his farewell tour.
Aww.
You know how these go. The farewell tour goes so well. They're like, how about an extra farewell tour? Touring, it's called Finale. And he's touring with Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. And we have a date October 12th at Concord Pavilion. Tickets go on sale this coming Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. But we have tickets all week. So if you want a pair, call now. 800-400-3697. And you can have Peter Frampton tickets. Turn up. One way. Is this off the live? You got to play the, only play the live versions.
Oh, my God.
It's the one time. The only version I've ever heard of any of these is from Frampton Comes Alive.
He sold 17 million copies of that record.
Incredible. Whatever. I feel like we've got all week to look this stuff up in our research department. But I want to say it maybe is still the biggest selling live album of all time. And it was like the only really big album he ever had. Like, was there another Peter Frampton album that was...
Well,
like
nobody
that.
Sells 17 million records, so
crazy.
Right, he never achieved that again.
No.
I don't know what he...
What else
I don't
he
even
did.
Know what he did.
I think he came out of nowhere with this live record.
Right. But yes. That was at a time, I want to say, I'm guessing, I could be wrong, but that's also when Cheap Trick Live at Budokan was huge.
Right.
And Kiss Alive 1, 2, and 3 were also huge. So for some reason, the live record
wanted our live records.
Was a big thing at that moment.
Is there a live Eagles record that did really well, too?
I don't know, but I personally don't like the live record.
No, I don't either. I like to hear the studio record.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not when the only time I know the hits. Like, I don't want to hear I Want You to Want Me in the studio by Cheap Trick. I want to hear the live at Budokan.
Yeah, I listen to that record a lot.
It's been a busy week for Chicago cops.
It has.
What do you say?
Well, Jussie Smollett.
Oh, right.
They had the big deal with him, and now they've just picked up one R. Kelly, finally. You know that R. Kelly might have gotten arrested, even if all this other stuff hadn't come out, he owes something like $170,000 in back child support.
Mm-hmm.
So they were looking for any reason to pick him up, and in the end, it looks like he's getting charged. 10 counts. Of aggravated criminal sexual abuse is what they took R. Kelly into custody for. The charges come from allegations from four women who claim to have been victimized between 1998 and 2010. Three of these women were under 17 when the alleged acts took place. The fourth was Kelly's hairdresser, who was 24 at the time. Two of the alleged victims reportedly turned in evidence in the form of shirts with Kelly's DNA on them. Like, just, I don't know, to prove he was... the guy they were talking about.
The old shirt cleanup. Yeah. I'm familiar.
Sure. Sometimes I just bring a t-shirt in with us. I know we're going to be needing this. Grab this one. This is in the laundry pile. Let's grab this.
Yeah, I think that moment in between the peak and then when is it okay to get this cleaned up here is pretty fun.
Mm.
Crunchy.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, wow. Look what we just did.
That was great. Get it off me.
I don't want this on me anymore. I gotta run for it. R. Kelly turned himself in at around 8:15 last night, it looks like.
Good. Riddance.
Or maybe it was earlier than that.
I feel like it was the other
Saturday
day.
Night. Oh, no. Friday night. Friday, so he spent the whole weekend in jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy. It's all about $100,000. They set bail at $1 million. Or $1 million bond. Is that different from bail?
Well, you have to pay 10%.
Right.
Right?
Well, so he only has to come up with...
And $250 per victim, I think, is what they were estimating at.
So these four victims, yeah. And so $1 million bond. So he's got to come up with $100,000 to get out. And so he's probably got that. The problem is the method of attaining this money is that you don't you're in jail. So your people have to get this stuff for you. They have to figure out a way to get it.
Can you just go to a bondsman?
Yeah, I thought the bail bondsmen are always right near jails. They're purposefully there so that they can.
So why is it taking so long?
Because he probably doesn't have the money.
Right. They say his finances are pretty sticky right now, and he owes like $166,000 in rent. How much did you say in child support?
$170,000.
Like, it's pretty messy right now. But yeah. Sometimes you can't get that on the weekends.
Oh, so you think
you have
today
to wait till
they'll swear it away.
Yeah. On a Monday or Tuesday.
They're saying here other people have to coordinate the payment since he's behind bars.
Now, we do know from the... What was that? Is that a...
Surviving R. Kelly?
Documentary? Biography? What is that? Docuseries? We do know that he cannot read. And I don't say that to make fun of him, but his wife at the time said, all the stuff he's up to... He has help because he can't read. Mm-hmm. He can't do anything.
He's not booking airline tickets
himself.
Or setting up hotel rooms.
So maybe that's part of the issue too, is that he's got to get help for every step of this process.
So I don't know where they'll come. I mean, if he's that far behind on all these other payments, someone was saying that he doesn't own the rights to any of his songs anymore. Like he sold all that stuff over the years. And
why would you? Okay,
just because you can get a lump of money, I guess. You know, and someone gets all the future royalties for I Believe I Can Fly.
Someone says, 925 says the state of Illinois does not allow bail bondsmen.
Oh.
What?
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
How can they not allow that? How would people come up with the money?
Works. Yeah.
So people just rot in jail until their trial?
I don't know. Maybe they have to have collateral to put up.
I guess.
In the form of their house.
They'll have to have that, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, you have to do that with a bail bondsman, too, usually, don't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, his attorney is saying he'll be vindicated on all these charges.
Mm.
Will he, though? Renewed interest in his life was sparked by the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Earlier this month, attorney Michael Avenatti claimed to have videotape evidence of him having sex with an underage girl. He says he has two more incriminating videos, and they sound very similar to the video that he actually went to court over and was acquitted 19 years ago, 18, I don't know when. You know, we all heard about the P-tape.
Mm-hmm.
So they're about to get this other sex tape. Sources say it's more shocking. So the most recent one, there are outlets, I think CNN was one of them, who say, yeah, we saw it, and it's crazy.
Kind of violent.
And this new tape, this is, you know, one of these new tapes that's coming out, even more shocking than the most recent one. Michael Avenatti is going to turn over a 55-minute VHS video Monday to Cook County prosecutors. This video shows R. Kelly having sex with that same 14-year-old girl who's in the first one that we had heard a description of, which was shot in 99. This one was shot around the year 2000. There are multiple references to the girl being 14 years old in the video, which is great. He is repeatedly coaching this girl through various sexual situations, and they get very graphic in the description on TMZ. I can't possibly read most of this. I'll hand it to you. Well, I'll save it, and you can read it during the... If you want to, read it during the break, Vinny, but it's graphic. So if that's what you're into, go to TMZ. Avenatti is also in the process of getting a third tape, which shows R. Kelly with a different girl who at the time was somewhere between 13 and 16 years old. Avenatti's team has identified the person in possession of the video is attempting to get it. So he is representing, I guess, at least some of the four victims who are currently coming forward. So that's where that's at. He's in jail right now. I don't know if he'll get bailed out today. Likely that they'll find a way to get him out of there. And hopefully he finally comes to justice. There's your update on R. Kelly. Bob Kraft of the New England Patriots, he's the owner.
I'm glad you bring this up. Tell me what you know, because I remember you reported this as breaking news
Friday,
on Friday at the end of our show. And actually, the seriousness of it didn't really cut through, because it sounded like he was at a strip mall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he was.
Massage parlor.
Massage parlor at a strip mall.
And I figured he got a happy ending or whatever.
Which
but
is, yeah, I mean.
This there, apparently there is a lot more than that.
He's on video, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know, they're taping in the rooms, and maybe the Johns
don't
know that they're taping in the
rooms. Well, because it's a sex slavery sting. Mm. Apparently, all these women that are working at the massage parlor there are being forced into this
situation.
Job, if you will. And so it's way worse to hear about sex slavery and than it is to think some guy got a
handy from, a prostitute who was prostituting of her own free will. Because everyone,
guess.
You can decide that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he got caught up in a prostitution sting. He was charged with two misdemeanors for soliciting another to commit prostitution. The sting was centered in Jupiter, Florida, which is north of Fort Lauderdale, Miami area.
At a strip mall. Mm. Isn't that, like, he's...
I know, we talked a lot about, why does he feel that he needs to go to a strip mall? Like, he could really, he's a rich man, he could get this set up. Maybe it's like an anonymity thing. Mm-hmm. He just didn't want to tell anyone.
He can have someone bring him anything he wants.
But then he'd have to tell that person that he wants this anything. If he goes to the strip mall thing, he can put on a cap and say he's going for a... I don't know. I mean, I don't understand it, Vin.
Look... There's plenty of times during the day in my life where I think, I'd feel really good right now. But I don't go to the local mall hoping that that's what massage parlor is going to deliver. Like, what do you do? Is there a move? A universal?
You have to go in and say, is there a secret menu that I need to...
I think there's negotiations that happen.
Are there? Do they bring it up?
Probably.
Well,
there have been people who
my
ask,
one friend that I know that goes to these kind of places.
Oh this should be
definitely
good.
I can't discussed. Wait to hear this. Like, he's totally fine with it. He always says how he goes to prostitutes, but massage places, and
but is he super disappointed when they're like, no, we're just going to give you a massage?
He tells you all about this.
He's totally proud of it.
Huh? Who's this? Is it Timmy?
I shouldn't say his name.
You shouldn't say his name.
I shouldn't say his name.
And you shouldn't say where either.
Yeah.
Probably. All right, I'm going to turn that off. That seems
not sexy.
Inappropriate.
It's not sexy.
So let's see. Investigators, Sting was centered in Jupiter, Florida. They'd been conducting a human trafficking sweep. Investigators suspected that the managers at the day spa were trafficking Asian women and forcing them to perform sex acts. Kraft was caught on video receiving acts. A spokesperson for him says he categorically denies that he was engaged in anything illegal. Really? You're on tape. It's not a denial that he was at the spa. He is 77, his wife of 48 years, passed away in 2011. Since 2012, he's been linked to a woman named Ricky Noel Lander. She had a baby last year. He denies that he's the father of that baby. ESPN is saying that another big-name person is going to be charged. Mm-hmm. But it's not clear who that person is, but... I heard that.
So another athlete? It's got to be, right?
I mean, if ESPN is reporting it, although I don't know who it is, and there was a lot of speculation about who is this other. They're saying a much bigger name than Robert Kraft.
A government person, I wonder?
I just don't know.
Well, I just said another athlete. Robert Kraft's no athlete, but
involved
probably
in athletics.
Right, someone in the sporting industry. Mm. But I'm guessing an actual athlete would be a bigger name than Robert Kraft.
Sure.
Just in that outside of people... In Boston.
Right. Who knows who Robert Kraft is?
No one.
Let's see. I'm going to move on to the Kardashians. Now that she has been cheated on by Tristan Thompson again.
Yeah.
Khloe. May be looking for a new man. She does not want to be on The Bachelorette to do it, though. Mm. they made a play for her.
Oh.
And it got kind of funny over the weekend. There was some back and forth between Kim and this guy, Mike Fleiss, who's the creator of The Bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
He tweeted that he was in contact with Kris Jenner about getting Khloé on the show. And then Kim tweeted, fake effing news, big time. Fleiss fired back, like, how would you know? I'm dealing with Kris and Khloé.
Oh.
How would you know? And then she posted a screenshot of a text exchange where Kris denied she was in talks with The Bachelorette, and Khloé said, ew. Then Khloé tweeted at Fleiss saying, I'm not effing clickbait right now. Stop. Oh, sorry. It's Khloé.
I'm not effing clickbait right now. Stop or you'll be hearing from my lawyers. How insensitive. I'm hurting right now.
At that point, Fleiss decided to drop it. He said, this is about helping people find true love, nothing more. One of the things we look for in choosing The Bachelorette is a great sense of humor. Might be time to look somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. That's...
Well, her life just did fall apart there, Fleiss. I mean.
Yeah, it is a little soon.
It's hard to take any of the Kardashians seriously. And yet, of all of them, she seems to want to... who seems to be the one who keeps getting the rawest of deals.
The absolute rawest. Poor Khloé.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks the brother's not doing too great either.
No. All the other ones, though, are great.
Yeah.
Courtney, she would like a little more attention. Kim,
I know.
She feels like she's competing with Kylie now. Kylie, her best friend, just broke up her sister's relationship. Jordan Woods is the chick in question. Mm-hmm.
What's that kid's name? Rob Cardet?
Yeah, yes, Rob.
Rob Jr.
He has a sock. He has a sock company.
Yeah.
Does he still?
And
isn't
still
his baby mom?
China.
Didn't his baby mama just do a porn song?
Oh yeah.
Didn't we just hear that?
Right,
yeah.
Black China
talking about her area. It's gross.
Well, she's gross.
Yeah. Porn. It was a Pornhub Valentine's Day.
That's
I guess
correct.
People like this porn rap. I don't know. I mean, God.
At all?
Oh, is that a dig at Rob?
I guess
yeah,
so.
I guess.
Oh! I don't know what that...
You can guess. I'm
I
sure.
want my area.
Whatever. That's mean that she had to dig at him last year. I was not satisfied.
At all. Did she call herself Black China?
I think she just has an accent, Sarah.
Let me go look for it real quick.
It was right there at the beginning of that clip.
China.
Really? Laurel? Oh, I guess it is China. Mm-hmm. What is it, Laurel or Yanni?
Hardy. Yanni.
Oh, Yanni or
Laurel. Sorry.
Laurel. Yanni.
Oh.
Gold dress, black dress.
Daryl?
Blue dress.
May.
Bill?
You. Jordan Woods is the best friend of Kylie Jenner. They're in business together. Jordan lives on her property. They have a zillion selfies together. Mm-hmm. And Jordan can't handle her booze. She's begging Kylie for forgiveness.
Aww.
It's just not going to happen. I mean,
what do you mean? What is the where does the booze come into play?
She hardly ever drinks. And when she does, she just can't handle it. She's saying that's why she made out with Tristan Thompson and blew up her entire relationship with... I mean, that... Talk about shooting yourself in the foot. She was on the gravy train.
Yep.
Ow, my foot. She's been begging Kylie for forgiveness. And also Khloé. She admits she made a stupid decision. She's blaming it on the alcohol. Alcohol. She was wasted before she even went to the house party where witnesses said she snuggled up to Tristan. She's saying...
The old shower beer. Mm-hmm. Gets you every time.
It does. So I've heard. She's saying she was blackout drunk, as in she doesn't even remember how she got to the party or anything that happened there. Jordan started crying when she was told what she did. Kylie couldn't even fathom the news. Jordan rarely drinks, according to TMZ, but when she does, it usually ends badly.
Well,
although this time it's next. This is life-changing.
It's a super bad sign there. What's her name?
Jordan.
It's a really bad sign.
Yeah, you should
take it from someone who knows.
Not drink.
Alcohol.
The hookup seems to be a one-off. They don't follow Jordan and Tristan don't follow each other on social media. Kylie doesn't believe they had secret texts or DMs, and As one source put it, there'd be no way for Jordan to hide it. She and Kylie were that tight. Oh, I miss you so much. I'm so sorry. She actually, Jordan Woods, the best friend, she has a new eyelash line.
Uh-huh.
And she was out Thursday night promoting it.
Nice.
And, you know, of course, people are asking her, and she's like, it's been real.
So listen,
that's all she would say.
Clearly, there's no excuse. Anything you do while under the influence, you have to take responsibility for.
Yep.
But have you ever, after having drinks, been with someone where you were like, what am I doing? And then there you are doing it.
Yep.
Yuzi?
I'm sure I have. I can't remember one particular time.
Can't remember it.
I know one very specific where I'm like, what am I doing? I don't even like this person. God, I but it was, you know, there's drinks and then there was some something, a fire got lit.
Fire's got to get put
like
out.
A good idea.
I saw
time.
It right through.
God, we are so bad.
Yeah. I mean, that was, a high school incident, but still.
And just to, I don't know, end the break with Chicago as well. Fox has removed Jussie Smollett from the two final episodes of Empire Season 5 following his arrest.
Still no word directly from him, though, huh?
No, other than his lawyer saying he categorically denies the whole thing.
I don't know. I started to have different feelings about this weekend, thinking, I'm wondering if the brothers are lying.
I mean, that's a possibility.
Well, they could be lying, okay?
Yeah.
But the problem or the reason, because this has come up. People have written us and said, hey, don't forget about that case up in Vallejo or whatever, where that lady said she was kidnapped and they ended up going after the boyfriend or something and calling it a hoax.
Right.
And then the police had to eat that one because later they found out that she was kidnapped.
Right.
And that wasn't them and wasn't a hoax.
She sued the police.
Right. And got a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've heard that, except the thing that the police in Chicago are pointing to is they have cameras everywhere there. And through their vast camera network, there's no couple white guys that jumped this dude. It didn't happen.
Well, supposedly the feds are investigating Chicago police.
Mm.
They're saying something's not adding up here, but
well,
I don't
this
know.
Whole
I just
it's a stinky story. I know, but you know, and I thought the same thing, Yuzi, even as we were discussing this last week. But there's a check that he wrote to the guy. There's a phone call right before.
Yeah.
There's a phone call right after. It just seems highly unlikely that these two just did this on their own, but. Stranger Things, right?
Right.
So I wish he wasn't lying.
Mm-hmm.
And Fox has decided that he's off. And that's all I have time for. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll get to that breakup story I didn't get anywhere near last time, thanks to the newscaster's death.
And adventures.
Right. Also, selling a virginity to make mom proud.
Oh.
What?
To make mom proud?
After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started today on a new healthy you.
All right.
Jumpstart MD.
.com.
Oh, not shame. Sorry. Didn't mean to hit that button. My bad. Whoops. No. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So first of all, we'll begin with the weather's going to turn really bad for like starting this afternoon through Wednesday. We're going to get between 4 to 6 feet of new snow in the Sierras. We're going to see up to 9 inches in the North Bay, 4 to 6 again in the South Bay. We're going to get dumped on. So,
oh my God.
It's another one of those atmospheric rivers, they're saying. So, Let's all try not to crash out there on the roads, everybody.
Especially good those call. Of you driving on Highway 17. Take it easy.
Yeah. We got someone who needs to use that road
later. You can't possibly text on that road. You just can't do it.
Yeah, don't do
There's
it.
There's not
people.
A long enough straightaway. I've tried. There's too many turns. Oh, you have to keep turning and turning, and then turn again. And
also, don't text and drive.
Right. Well, I'm just saying.
We know who you are. You're the one swerving in lanes and mm-hmm. not noticing when the light turns.
Yeah, we see you.
You see you. Please stop it. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, teachers in Oakland are continuing their third day of striking.
Okay.
I guess talks broke down over the weekend. So you'll see in the East Bay 3,000 educators out there picketing.
In the weather.
Right. Someone wrote in and said there's already some drizzle happening in San Francisco, but you don't see it.
We looked out. We don't see windshield wipers. It's a little too dark, really, to see if it's raining. I can't see any rain. The road's mostly dry. No puddling. It was raining north of the bridge this morning when I came in. I had my wipers on until I got into San Francisco. But that's what's supposed to start north and head south. Although I heard it could go down to the... They mentioned the Santa Cruz Mountains. That you could be looking at 4 to 8 inches, Vin. In the next 2 days.
Looks like the weather is going to start at noon or 1, 12:30.
All right.
Yay.
So the teacher strike is where we were, and this is just one of those... I hate this story.
Uh-oh.
A news station says a security guard for a filming crew that was robbed while covering the Oakland teacher strike is stable in a hospital after being shot. CBS.
Right upstairs. KPIX.
Yeah.
The KPIX kids.
Yeah.
Said authorities arrested a man suspected of shooting the guard before 5 p.m. on Sunday. KPIX says a car pulled up next to the reporter and photographer, and the driver pulled a gun demanding their camera.
Yikes.
Give me your camera.
Is there a black market for news cameras?
Apparently there is.
There must
this
be.
Has gone on a lot. Over the last few years.
It's just crazy. Like, those are such huge pieces of equipment.
The station says the crew surrendered the equipment, but the suspect shot the guard anyway.
Oh, my God. But they have the guy in custody.
Yeah, apparently. It's just...
So a guard travels with the news guys now?
Apparently.
News people?
Well, wasn't well, after... there an on-camera robbery, like, yeah. right over by the ferry building last
year? On the Embarcadero,
yeah.
Brazen.
Scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's just... We're a big market.
Mm.
It seems like there should be enough people out there that someone wouldn't want to even try. Right. I know a gun, you know, sort of changes everything, and that guy had one, but if you're going to send people out in the street, you may have to send more people.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this used to be... We used to run around the streets, I don't know, like guerrilla style, I guess is what you'd call it, all the time. I didn't think twice about my safety.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was also a bit hound, and I was just going after it because, you know, that's all that mattered
to
me.
We needed to make things happen on the air.
Right. But is the story... like?
Yikes.
Anyway.
I know. Well, you did almost get beat up in a bathroom once.
I did.
Oh, at the train?
Yeah, train station. Was trying to like have conversations with the people in the stall.
One of my
door.
Favorites,
got
though,
pissed.
Was when we were trying to get onto a film set. I was trying to get onto a film set, and the guy had thrown me out, and I found another way in.
Mm.
And that's when the guy like put hands on me. And I ended up, I've heard the audio. We have very little audio from those days. But the audio is of me cussing because the guy's like, you know, physically removing
you,
me,
right?
And you guys going, you must have had to dump it. And but the script,
was that like a Jennifer Love Hewitt?
I don't know
movie,
because
something.
That one was easy. She,
yeah,
she
you just hopped
I got
in a limo.
Right in her limo with her.
Yeah,
I don't remember which movie it was, but it didn't anyway.
Or the Regis and Kathy.
That's
Lee
another
sets.
One. I was sitting right in his chair.
Just got up. Well, wasn't that the time that you had the clipboard with you?
And he looked official, huh?
Yeah.
I was sitting where
anytime
they
Vinny
had some
official.
Band, and I was sitting in their seats, too. And, like, the camera keeps coming on for these cutaways, and there I am. And just then, sitting there.
Was it
no
that one
even throwing...
where you got the Alice vehicle? Just like, we're like, pull forward, pull. We're watching it on the TV.
No, that was
like a news story.
That was at Jack London Square.
Oh, okay.
That was maybe a BART strike at that time.
Mm. Yeah, that one was so.
Anytime we'd hear of any live coverage of anything, we had to go try and get Vinny on camera, no matter how inappropriate. Like, we would have been over. This would be day three for us at the strike.
Right.
Sure. All right, this is the breakup story I meant to get to. So here's, you know, look, having your heart broken is terrible.
Yeah.
It's painful.
It is. It's very, very hard.
And, you know, you've spent some time together. You should try to have respect for that time spent. Let someone down the right way.
Right. So is this like the guide to dummy, breaking
the
up with
the best way to break up with someone, according to experts?
Okay.
Tell the truth, but don't. Be cruel. Mm. This is
Don't
harder than you think. Because I have been told that on more than one occasion.
You don't have to be so mean.
I wasn't trying to be.
Right.
I just told you it in simple, plain English.
Right.
The truth, exactly.
Really, it really hurt.
I wasn't trying to
were.
Be hurtful.
You're cruel.
I was
you're
just
cruel.
Trying to tell you.
You're mean.
Be honest with them, just not brutally honest. There's no need to list all of the thousands of reasons why you're not into them anymore. So I guess that's...
So give me an example. Have you learned from those? Like, are you better at sugarcoating things a little bit?
No, not entirely. But even Christina, who I'm with right now, has said, you don't need to be...
You don't need to be so honest.
That way. And I'm like, well, I'm just trying to tell you.
Yeah. Have a little tact, buddy.
Right.
Is what she's trying to say. He does lay it out. He's the guy. I'm sorry, I'm late. I didn't want to be here. Like, right. Ow.
He's brutal.
I'm not trying to be.
Well, we get that.
Well,
but we're trying to tell
white.
You that
right.
you are.
Well, and I'm trying to help the other people out there who may be like me in this case. You do have to be.
Gentle.
Try tact.
Right.
Try. To be
try to
gentle.
Be kind. Say what you need to say, but say it in a way that isn't like, well, you smell bad. You know? How would you say that in a nicer way if you're breaking up with someone because they smell bad? Go ahead.
It's me, not you.
It's me. It's my overactive olfactory glands.
Yeah, that's, you know what? I do think that taking responsibility for your part rather than pushing it onto them ultimately ends up, I mean, maybe that's the only way you can do it is to say,
it's not you, it's me.
I have just fallen out of what we had, and I need to move on. I can't drag you along.
Right.
I don't feel right doing that.
But why? But we're such a good fit.
But we're not, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
But I love everything about you.
See, this is where...
But so why? Can we just give it one more try? Just one more try. another week. I'll be good. I'll do everything you
do
want me to
face
do.
Face to face, if possible.
Why are you calling me?
In-person
over?
Breakups are
come
by
over.
Far more
I'll
considerate.
I'll be naked when you get here. It'll be great. One more time.
Try not to do it in public.
Oh, no, do it in public. That's for the best. You know, people are less likely to cause a scene, and if they do, you can kind of sneak away.
No, you don't. What do you know of it? You don't know anything of it.
I do.
You don't get to be part of this story.
Shut up. I can be part of it.
First of all,
you always
let me ask
to
you
me
something.
Not have any fun.
How many in your dating life, okay, let's look over from way back to the beginning. Mm. How many relationships would you say you've had?
Like real relationships,
real relationships
that lasted. Well,
like real,
let me think. Hold on.
It's your...
I will say five.
Five?
Yes.
I'm surprised to hear that.
What do you mean?
I'm surprised to hear that. In knowing your history, I don't know of these five. I know Whitey would count.
Whitey counts as one.
Are you counting John, too?
I am counting John.
Okay, so
one of
two,
my
there's
five.
Two. All right. We're not talking about the first guy, Mike DeRote.
Mike Riddell?
Mike.
Not
right.
The guy I lost my virginity to, but my boyfriend for 2 years, I would say, actually, in high school.
Which guy was that?
Mike Riddell. He was, I started dating him when I was, geez, I guess I must have been a sophomore, and he was a junior, and he had a silver Camaro with a red leather interior.
Oh.
For 2 years?
Yeah, for quite a while I dated him. But
you
we were,
went steady.
We were both virgins. Yeah, so we didn't do it.
You didn't do it?
No, we didn't. Came pretty close.
So you were a sophomore and a junior with him.
Yeah, and he went to my senior prom with me because we were still friends. We were sort of starting to hook it back up. And
hook what back up? You never did it.
I know, but then we broke up and I lost my virginity to Mike Barolini. And
that's who I was thinking
guy,
of.
Oh. And then at the end of my senior year, I was sort of talking to Mike Riddell again. I was like, hey, I'm going to go to my, you want to go to my prom with me? He's like, all right, I'll go.
Huh?
Yeah, we were friendly.
But he was a college boy by then.
He would have been, yes, he would have been in his first year of college.
Oh, good score for you.
Yes.
I always hated that.
Oh, when the girls would go with the college
guys. The college boys are back here. What are they doing here? Losers? Jesus.
Well, he's from another town, so it was.
This is my pool that I have to choose from. You can't.
Well, look down toward the middle school, buddy.
Oh, yeah,
all the
girls right.
Are looking for an older guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, do it face to face. And when you break up, tell the truth, but don't be cruel. Be sure about it. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't break up and then get back together and break up and get back together.
It's hard. That's hard.
Be sure about
it. Being alone.
If you're having second thoughts, it's okay to wait and think about it a little more before you cause a breakup and then get back together scenario. That's not good for anybody.
No. Well, just everyone's self-respect takes a hit on that.
Well, sure. And then, you know, the friends call sides and then people are like, oh, I never liked that guy. And then you're back together. Right. And then the guy's back at the party and now everyone's like, oh, crunch. Yuck.
Well, that's one lesson you learn pretty early in life. When someone breaks up with someone, just try to sympathize with them and don't go ragging on the boyfriend or girlfriend because they are getting back together. That happens.
This is the best way to break up, according to an expert, multiple experts. They also say if you dump someone, don't check on them to make sure they're okay.
No. Cut off all contact. We
might seem like a nice thing to do, like you still care, but it just prolongs that person's pain and prevents them from moving on.
Right. That's a handy guide.
There you go. This story
I can't believe you're breaking up.
Is unbelievable.
Oh, okay. I love unbelievable stories. Is this as good as the news anchor who?
No, nothing's going to be that.
That was good.
That's so over the top unbelievable. And what's worse is I hadn't even gotten, until this morning, I hadn't even seen the detailed report.
Listen,
detailed
if
report
you missed
is even
it,
crazier.
You got to get the podcast and get the 6 o'clock hour because, wow. Is that going to all be in the podcast? It will, right? There's no reason it wouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hooman loved that story. He couldn't stop talking about it during the break.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was into it.
Well, I laughed out loud when Sarah said, were there popsicles in the room?
They did all the stuff.
Yeah.
These are people who got together and were like, there's no limit to the fun we're going to have.
Because we have DJ lights and a massage table.
That's what I'm saying.
And a ton of drugs.
And I didn't mean to sound jealous, but I did feel, because the guy died, so that's not.
No,
but
it's
but
right.
There was certainly a point where I thought, boy, no one invites me over and has DJ lights going and is like, look, there's no limit to the fun we're going to have.
We're going to have some fun tonight.
We're doing all of
gonna
the stuff.
Going to have a good time tonight.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing Wang Chung tonight.
Oh, everybody have fun tonight.
Anyway, you're not letting me get to my story.
Okay, sorry. Get to your story.
There's a 23-year-old model named Mabuba Mamadadza.
Spell Mabuba.
M-A-H-B-U-B-A.
Mabuba.
Mabuba.
Oh, Mabuba hurting me.
Oh, she's hot.
Oh, my booba, too big.
In the country of Azerbaijan.
Oh,
of course her name's Mabuba from Azerbaijan.
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 She recently sold her virginity on an escort website. She got $2.6 million for it from a Japanese businessman.
Oh. Mabuba.
When asked why she sold her virginity, she said, quote, to make her mom proud. Quote, I want to have a house for me and my mom, so finally we can live on our own place and also travel all over the world.
Mm.
My mom did everything for me, and now it's my turn to make her proud.
She got 2.6 mil for it, huh?
The sex
deal. And you called her a model?
Yes.
So.
Well, he just found her.
Oh, and
didn't you say she's hot?
Yeah, she's pretty.
The sex deal is going to happen in Germany where prostitution is legal.
Oh.
And we haven't heard from Mabuba's mom. But
if your daughter said
no, There's no circumstance where I'd be like.
She was like, listen, Dad, $10 million. Look, I mean, it's life-changing money.
So this is what I would say to anybody. Oh, she is really good looking.
What if you were destitute?
She's all freckly and curly haired.
What do people for? Where is Azerbaijan?
It's right next to Armenia.
Oh.
So it's north of Iran.
She's gorgeous, actually.
Azerbaijan shares a border with Iran.
She is. I just don't know if I've ever seen anyone who looks like her. She has beautiful lips, super curly. What color is her hair? This is black and white pictures. Oh, boy.
A brown.
Do you see this one, Vinny?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous.
Freaking chick is beautiful.
Big feet.
Mama Zada.
Look at those feet.
She has. Oh, let me see her feet. Oh, boy. Well, those are.
She does look tall, though.
Those look like fins. Yeah, she's freaking gorgeous. That looks like she's off the coast of Dubai. That looks like a Dubai building. Yeah, she has a tattoo that says dad plus mom equals love on the side of her hand.
I don't know.
And so dad, what does dad feel about this?
I don't know.
Dad's not there anymore if she's saying she's doing it to make her mom proud. Right. Incredible. What a story.
Would you?
$6 million. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Says, you know what? I've decided I'm going to sell it on the internet.
Well, what can you get for it, hon? Let's start there. $2.5 million. All right. That ought to set you up nicely.
Seriously.
Maybe. I don't know. Depends on how he felt about it. I certainly wouldn't pimp him out, but if he came to me and said, hey, I'm going to do this, can you get me a ticket to Germany?
I mean, look, ideally, I hate to say this, I don't think about, but I want my daughter to have normal teenage experiences.
Yes.
I want her to have some nice boy that she likes, that likes her, and they respect each other, and they go and they have their fun together as long as they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's a normal,
and old enough,
neat little experience mm-hmm. for her. It's a milestone.
It's an incredible time of life, right?
But to have her be like, nah, I've decided to give that away for mm-hmm. cash.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, hey, you're going to.
Hey,
I regret it for you.
For the $2.6 million, do you think the dude gets the girlfriend experience?
Yeah.
Like kissing and all the stuff.
Well, yeah. I have to imagine there's been a conversation about that. Like, this is an all night thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not a one time thing.
2.6
it's the all
mil.
Night.
Yeah,
like, we're going to spend the night together.
Well, I guess bottom line is she over 18?
Yeah.
Like, I think that people should be allowed to do what they want with their bodies.
Sure.
And you know, I'm actually, people hate my stance on prostitution, but I do feel like a lot of problems would be solved if we legalized it and regulated it.
What did you say?
Like I said, everyone has their own opinion about it. And I do think that people should be free to do what they want with their bodies. And you know.
So you two
I'm against sex trafficking, but no, we haven't. I mean, I knew that he would disagree. We don't agree on a lot of things, me and Human, but we still love each other.
That's right. Let that be an example to all you out there.
Huh?
You could have differences of opinions,
yes, of
but
course.
You don't have to hate
everybody.
I think
everybody. People know that. People
do
know,
they?
Sure.
Doesn't seem that way. Not in 2019 in
I know,
America.
We do seem very divided. Back to you, Vin.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. One of the best concerts I've been to was last year with Peter Frampton and Steve Miller Band at Concord Pavilion.
I didn't even
One of
know
the
he'd
best
jump.
Concerts. Vinny Iron Maiden Live After Death album is the best.
Oh.
I think I may have been at one of those shows too. Mm. It was at the Long Beach Arena.
Is that one of the places that they pulled songs from?
Yeah, and I went with Sean Hughes, Nash Dierdorf, and Jason Sisko.
Oh.
And Sean.
Jason, call us.
Sean was old enough to drive. We couldn't even drive yet.
Oh.
I couldn't even take myself there. Whoa. Did he? You have a. He has your cell phone number?
Yeah, Jason just texted me.
What did he say?
Like, Vinny broke my phone and told me never to call.
Oh,
God,
right.
How could you? You're so rotten.
Yeah, it's me. Anyway, someone wrote in and said the other person caught in the sting. Do you have this news yet?
I do not.
It's some LPGA golfer's boyfriend.
Oh.
That's not a bigger name than Robert
no,
Kraft.
No, I agree.
Not even close to bigger.
Yeah, I didn't. Are you keeping your eye out on
yeah.
that? Yeah, we don't.
That
we
can't
haven't
be
seen
it.
That.
Coming up
I mean,
that.
It's possible that guy's also in the sting, but that ESPN's saying it's a bigger name.
Right. It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
We're going to start with the new music, Vinny, but then I think we'll talk about dating out of your league and Amy Schumer's pregnancy. And then we'll probably get to the Oscars as well.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.